Today, we're going to talk about how to invest $1,000 in 2025. Hey guys, I'm David Mitchell, founder and president of Tradeway. What if God himself gave you a blueprint for how to handle your money? Well, the Bible is a practical book. Let's dive in and see what it has to say about wealth, about risk, about leverage, and about investing, and uncover how trading in the stock market can be a powerful tool for moving towards your biggest goals. We're so happy to have you here. This is The Word on Investing. First, we've got to realize that buy and hold is dead. All right, listen, the way that your great-great-grandfather used to invest is not how it's done today. Well, I had an uncle, for example, Uncle Bob. When he was pretty young man, he used to manage JCPenney stores. I think there's still a few of those around, right? Not many. But back then, it was the big thing. And he worked his way up, had the largest one in the world that he managed. But the big thing that he did, even though he made great money managing for JCPenney, was he bought a few thousand shares of Walmart stock when it was about 50 cents a share. Think about that. And then he held it his whole life. And then when he passed away, his family sold it, and it was over several millions of dollars. It was more than the money he made in his job his whole life. Isn't that something? So that's called buy and hold, where you would buy it, hold it for many, many years. And that's really not how we do this anymore. And there are a lot of reasons for it. For one thing, the markets are way more volatile than they used to be. And another thing, companies change more quickly than they used to. I mean, they can go from having great products and great management to having worn out, you know, old products that nobody's interested in and bad management fairly quickly. And you don't want to keep holding that stock when that happens. So we don't do it that way anymore. That's the first thing to realize. So you're not going to take your $1,000 and go buy NVIDIA of what few shares you could get, which wouldn't be very many shares with $1,000, and then just hold it. That's not what we're going to do. Secondly, we need to realize that the professionals have understood that stocks make recognizable patterns, and you need to learn the patterns. Okay, that, like some people will tell you, oh, that's hocus pocus, but I'll tell you what, professionals are always looking at charting, which is called technical analysis, and they recognize patterns. So the people on Wall Street do that. Now, maybe the person in your neighborhood that you gave your 401k to who works for the people on Wall Street, he probably doesn't know how to do it, and he may think it's silly because he just wants to make his commission. But the people that are trading that money in New York City, they're looking at patterns, and they know how to recognize them, and you can learn the same patterns they look at. In fact, at Tradeway, we teach that all the time. We're great at teaching that. We've been doing it for more than one generation. I learned some of this from my grandfather. So our family's done this for generations, and we're going to show you how to do it. Now, there are several things you can look at. You can look at, I guess, first of all, would be a rolling stock pattern. And when you look at that, it's just a stock that's moving sideways, up and down, just going sideways. We'll usually draw a line across the bottom called the support line, and we'll draw a line across the tops where it hits and bounces down, and that's called the resistance line, and you trade in between those lines. So let me show you a few examples of patterns. Here's one called a rolling stock. The stock just rolls up and down between two lines. Now, the bottom line is called support. The top line is called resistance. And as that stock rolls up and down, it creates a really good opportunity for some stock trades. Now, in the next episode, we're going to talk about some real life examples, and you'll be able to follow along play by play by play. All right, here's another one. This is called an uptrending stock. Now, notice it's kind of like a rolling stock with your head turned sideways, right? Because it still has a support line and a resistance line, and you'll learn how to draw those, by the way. And as it rolls up and down between those, it gives you many trading opportunities rather than just buying and holding it forever. You get to trade every time it makes one of those rolls. Now, here's another example. This is also an uptrending stock, but it's a specific kind. This is called a stair step. And there are many, many more patterns. And you can learn those by going out to Tradeway.com and sign up for one of our fantastic 5-day challenges. Now, the third point I want to make is this. Once you learn these patterns, perhaps by completing the 5-day challenge, then you need to do two things. Number one, you need to paper trade. And that's where you can actually do some trades with no money, or maybe you call it monopoly money trading, whatever, but it's no money, and you're just seeing if you're keeping the rules or not. And we'll show you how to do that in the five-day challenge as well. And then after you've done some paper trading, then we have a concept called small money trading. So right here, we're teaching you how to do that, and we're talking about what you could do with $1,000. So what I want you to do is something like this. Go out and have a garage sale. Raise $1,000 in the garage sale, and now you don't have to touch any of your savings or any of your money. This is new money you just made in a garage sale. No risk, right? Because it's garage sale money. So take that $1,000, and we're going to do the small money trading with it. All right, so the next thing is that part of Tradeway's system is to do what we call this small money trading, and you're going to use this garage sale money to do this. And the whole concept here is to try to take that $1,000 and see if you could triple it in about 3 months, counting your losses, and then do it again. Because if you triple $1,000 the second time, you're tripling $3,000. Now, if it takes 3 more months, now you've got almost $10,000. You can start doing some damage with that. I mean, think about it. If you had $10,000 in your trading account that you made from the original garage sale $1,000, then if you needed to, you had the potential to go buy a set of new tires with Wall Street's money by trading with that $9,000 you now have. So that's kind of the concept of the small money trading. And you never touched your savings. You never touched your own money. You're using Wall Street's money. So the fifth point is follow the rules. For every strategy that we teach at Tradeway, each one has its own set of rules, and you need to follow them. And that's why we do the paper trading and the small money trading, is to make sure you're keeping the rules before you attempt to trade with larger amounts of money. That way you don't get hurt, right? So this gives you the potential to win big and lose small. That's another thing that the rules do. They want, when you win, when the trade goes the way you want it to, you make bigger money. And when it doesn't work, you stop it out with an acceptably small loss. We don't even call it a loss. We call it an expense, because we don't want you to think of yourself as a loser. Listen, stopping out is a big part of trading. You're not going to ever have every trade work right, right? So when they don't, you stop them out with a small expense. And that's the key, because that gets the probability math on your side. So when we're keeping the rules, it involves these five things. Number one, learning to enter only stocks that have recognizable patterns, like the ones we just discussed and some of the others you can learn in the five-day challenge. Secondly, only enter the trade at a great buy point, and that buy point is always near the support line. The third thing is have a sell point in mind before you enter the trade, okay? Because we don't want emotions to get involved and tell us when to sell, right? The fourth thing is have a stop out point in mind before you enter the trade. Now, the fifth thing is you only end the trade when it hits one of those two points. Either it goes up and hits your sell point that was predetermined, or it doesn't work and it hits your stop out point that was predetermined. And that way your emotions are totally taken out of the trade. That's what'll make you like a professional, because professionals don't trade by emotions, all right? Now, there's an exception to the rule on that. And the rule is this: you don't get out of the trade till it hits either the sell point or the stop out point. The exception to the rule is if there's a world event or a catastrophic world event or economic downturn or something that makes it where you know the play can't work, then you're allowed to just go ahead and get out of it and take a small profit right there immediately. But that's the only exception. Okay, well, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you did, go out to Tradeway.com and check out the 5-day Unlock the Stock Market Challenge. That has the potential to change your life financially. Now, next time, we're going to actually show you some real life examples of what you can do with that $1,000 in 2025 and apply that to some actual stocks. So don't miss it. We'll see you next time.